Today is very special day. That is the parents of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Prabhupada said, actually, in Krishna consciousness there is festival every day, utsav every day. We have just celebrated Nityananda Parents Day, and it is the mercy of Nityananda which is very much related to Narottam Das Thakur utsav as well. I'm not very good in singing in Bengali. I'm not a singer actually. So I only sing Jai Radha Madhava when I give a class or when I sit in the kirtan with some devotees. So before we discuss and purify our heart, the topic about the great personality, Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Actually, these personalities are not, they are beyond our capacity, they are beyond our imaginations. What sort of Krishna conscious these personalities are, we cannot even imagine. We cannot even feel the drop of the personification of Krishna prema residing in the hearts of these personalities. It is impossible for us. Our only qualification is we can just pray at the lotus feet of these personalities, these great personalities like Narottam Das Thakur. So they bestow their mercy onto us. So we can enhance our Krishna consciousness. We can progress in devotional service and attain the mercy, love of Krishna. So if anybody is a good singer in Bengali, I would request if they can kindly sing one. It's Lala Samai, you know, Pulaka Sharira. If anybody knows this song, can somebody sing for 5 minutes before we discuss? Is anybody can volunteer? You'd like to sing? Mike? There's another songbook here. Can somebody give songbook? Gauranga bolite hoibe pulaka sharire. Hari hari bolite naina bhavanire. Is it possible class can go a little longer today? Class has to be finished by 9 o'clock or it can go a little longer? Oh, 9 o'clock. I have to ask the authority. Yes, okay, then we can. So maybe just single lines you can sing.
Gauranga bolite have pulaka sharira. Hari hari bolite nayane.
Gauranga bolite hare pulaka sharira. Hari hari bolite naina babe. Guranga bolite hoibe pulaka sharira. Hari hari bolite naina bhave niya.
Mitai chande haruna hai. আরে কবে নিতাই চান্দে করুণা হইবে, সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুচ্ছ হবে। বিষয় চারিয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন, কবে হাম হেরিব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন। রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে হইবে আকুতি, কবে হাম বুঝব সে যুগল প্রীতি।
রূপ রঘুনাথ
রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে রহ মোর আশ, প্রার্থনা করে সদা নরোত্তম দাস।
So this is sung by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. I would try to read the translation because this is so beautiful. So we will read the translation a little later. So I would like to discuss about Srila Narottam Das Thakur himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going to Vrindavan, when he reached at Ramakeli, the devotees who has visited Navdwip, so they would know when you go to that area, you go to Ramakeli, he just looked toward the Khetri Gram. Khetri Gram is situated at the bank of Padmavati Nadi. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moment, he looked toward that Khetri Gram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a great ecstasy, he started chanting the name, Narottam, 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 Narottam. He was chanting Hare Krishna, tears were flowing from his eyes. And he could not control his emotions. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just chanting Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. At that particular time, Nityananda, who was accompanying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, Lord Nityananda knows who Narottam is. These pastimes are so divine that Nityananda asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My Lord, who is this Narottam that I have heard you chanting the name of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna all the time? But who is Narottam that your tears are flowing and you are feeling such a ecstasy? Who is this Narottam?" And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, he said, "Nityananda, you won't understand. Come with me." So he held the hand of Nityananda, he took him to the Padmavati Nadi. And when he went into the Padmavati Nadi, and Nityananda knows, Lord Nityananda knows what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he jumped into the Padmavati Nadi. Moment he jumped into the Padmavati Nadi, thinking of Narottam, 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 immediately the whole Padmavati Nadi just overflowed. There was no rain. There was no extra water coming to the river. But immediately the Padmavati Nadi overflowed. And when she overflowed with ecstasy, so Padmavati Nadi herself appeared in front of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya told Padmavati, "My Narottam is going to come to you. I am depositing a very I'm depositing this pot of love of Krishna into this Nadi for my Narottam." So Padmavati Nadi was very humbly accepted. He said, "Okay, my Lord, I'll keep this treasure, not any gift, treasure." Right word is treasure, khajana. "Hey Padmavati Nadi, please keep this treasure, a valuable treasure, and deliver it to my Narottam when my Narottam comes to you." And Padmavati Nadi requested Lord Chaitanya, "My Lord, how would I know who is Narottam?" And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Padmavati, "That person who enters into water, moment he enters into water, that person who overflows you the way I have overflowed you, you should consider that is Narottam. And when he comes, you deliver this treasure to Narottam." The treasure was the treasure of Krishna Prema. So after depositing this Krishna Prema, the treasure of Krishna Prema in the Padmavati Nadi, of course, Lord finishes pastimes, and in the due course of time, 1635, in the house of Krishnananda Datta and Sri Narayani Devi, Sri Narayani Devi gave a birth to a beautiful child, a Shyamvaran complexion. Shyamvaran is a little darker, dark color. So this boy was already a devotee chanting the name of Krishna. But when we are just merely 12 years old, the time was right, and Lord Nityananda appeared into the dream of this child, this boy, young boy. And he told him, he stroked his chest very gently, and he told him, "Oh my Narottam, please get up, go to Padmavati Nadi. There is something very valuable for you." hidden in the water of Padmavati Nadi. Go and take a bath in the Padmavati Nadi. And Srila Narottamdas Thakur got up. This child, 12 years old child, he got up. He went to the Padmavati Nadi. Moment he entered the Nadi, the Padmavati overflowed. And immediately all the ecstasy Narottamdas Thakur was feeling, he was just chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. He just became mad with the name of Krishna. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came back actually from what's the name of Gayaji after the initiation? At that time he said one verse. Kiva mantra dela gosai, japite japite hoile pagal. Kiva tara bal, kiva mantra dela gosai, japite japite hoile pagal. What sort of mantra my Guru Ishwarpuri has given to me? What sort of power this mantra has got? The japite japite hoile pagal, I have become mad. This is the madness of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, some people say, we are mad and we think people are mad. Srila Prabhupada said, it is better to be mad for Krishna. And Srila Narottamdas Thakur, moment he entered the Nadi Padmavati, his color changed from Shyamvaran to Gauravaran. He attained the golden complexion. And he could not stop chanting, thinking about Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The only thing Narottam Das could do, Shri Gonitai ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki jai. And the only thing Srila Narottamdas Thakur could do at that time was simply chanting the name of Krishna. He forgot that he need to drink, he need to eat. A matter of fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally carried a pot of milk. But he was in so much ecstasy, he could not control, he didn't know that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different. But he kept the pot over there and he said, my child, please drink this pot of milk. But his eyes were full of tears. Tears were flowing. And he put the pot, but he did not drink. Finally, actually, Nityananda came and told him, this person who came to give you pot, he was not ordinary, but he was Lord Chaitanya himself. Please drink this milk. And it is said, that is the time Narottamdas Thakur drank the pot of milk, not as a food, but actually the love of Krishna, because the milk was not even ordinary milk. It was ecstasy. His ecstasy increased more and more now. Now he wanted, the only thing he was thinking of, Vrindavan. See, this land is not ordinary land. This is a very special place. Just imagine, every day there is only one business in Vrindavan. Of course, sometimes people think the Vrindavan, Krishna was performing pastime 5,000 years ago. It is going, or maybe it's going on, I cannot see it. But Vrindavan is, because devotees are always residing in Vrindavan. Naham tishthami baikunthe yogi nam hirdeshwar. Tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Krishna was performing pastimes with his devotees, with his associates. He still performs. Look how many devotees all the time, since Time immemorial, just devotees are flowing, coming and going, coming and going. What is the business? Business is only Krishna. On the other day, I was telling in the Hindi class that if you go to Delhi, if you go to even London, New York, any big cities of the world, people are running around here and there, what is the business? Somebody wants to, somebody running as a manager in some companies, somebody the labor class, different people have got different goals in their life. There's so many goals people have got. Somebody running for the society, somebody is doing philanthropic work, so many different goals everybody has got. But in Vrindavan, there is only one goal. People are running only for one thing, Krishna. You see, these people are coming, of course, whatever. Simply one goal. They want to see Krishna. Of course, the best, they go to, you see, people from Delhi wala, people from Mumbai wala, they all come from London wala, USA, everybody is going to see Krishna. Of course, best Radharani is in our own temple. She is Radhasham Sundar. So Nutandas Thakur, he wanted simply to come to Vrindavan. I don't remember where I read. I tried to find the quote last night. And I have quoted this before. But when Nutandas Thakur wanted to come to Vrindavan, so please kindly don't ask me quote, I have to find the quote for you, but it is explained that Govindji, Radha Govindji came into the dream of Loknath Goswami. He told Loknath Goswami, my Narottam is coming to Vrindavan, please cook for him. So it is that Loknath Goswami personally cooked for Nutandas Thakur. He made the offering to Govindji as Govindji instructed him in the dream. Nutandas arrived in Vrindavan. And Loknath Goswami personally offered prasad to Nutam, sit down, take prasad. And when Rotam, the Thakur, met Loknath Goswami, Loknath Goswami never accepted anybody as a shiksha, he didn't give diksha to anybody. And Srila Nrottamdas Thakur requested to Srila Loknath Goswami, kindly accept me as your disciple. But Loknath Goswami was not accepting. Is it okay? Now, what sort of service Nrottamdas Thakur, what sort of dedication he had for his guru Loknath Goswami? Every day morning, Srila Loknath Goswami would go to the nature's call, into the fields. He used to go to the same sort of area. Whenever he would go, he would see the place was spotless. And Nrottamdas Thakur was not a son of just an ordinary person. His father was very, very wealthy. He had so much wealth. He was son of a very rich man. But Nrottamdas Thakur every day would go wherever he would pass stool. Nrottamdas personally would go with his own hands, he would clean that spot. He would make that spot spotless. That place spotless, clean for his guru Loknath Goswami. He was served. Loknath Swami, very menially he served, he would clean. And every day Loknath Goswami would come. He said, who does it? How come this place is clean every day I come to this area? So one day Loknath Goswami, he hid himself behind the bush. He wanted to see who the person is. While he was hiding himself, he saw Narottam came and he personally swept, cleansed the entire area. Moment he saw Narottam, he said, Narottam, what are you doing? And Narottam said, I am so fortunate if I can serve you somehow. So that when he saw the humility of Narottam Das Thakur, the only one disciple he accepted. And that is Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ji ki. Now, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, in Vrindavan, he took these instructions from Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, he became his Shiksha Guru. He became his Shiksha Guru and Srila Loknath Goswami gave him Diksha and Shiksha together. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he lived in Vrindavan. Now, after living in Vrindavan, he was instructed, now you go back. You go back to Navdvip. And actually, we should all, now next month, Gaur Purnima is coming. And everybody look forward for the Gaur Purnima. In our Gaudiya line, we look for the day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Matter of fact, this Utsav of Gauri Purnima was celebrated first time by Srila Narottam Das Thakur in a Khetri ground. So this gift of Gaur Purnima festival is given to us by whom? By Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And how much Narottam Das Thakur is appreciated personally, our own Gokshodas Babaji Maharaj, he could not read and write. Gokshodas Babaji Maharaj, he used to carry the book with him. Anybody knows which book was that? Huh? Prem Bhakti Chandrika. He would tell, Do Paisa, Do Taka, buy this book and follow that book. And if we read, let me read this first, what we sang. Gauranga bolite hoibe pulaka sharira, hari hari bolite naina baba nira. When will the opportune moment come to us? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name. While chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears in our eyes? This is Narottam Das Thakur is writing. Arakabe nitai chandra karuna haibe, sansar vasna more kabe tuch haibe. When will I obtain the mercy of Lord Nityananda? When by his mercy will the desire for material enjoyment become insignificant? Vichai chadya kabe shuddha haibe man, kabe hame hebo shri Vrindavan. When will my mind become free from all material desires and anxieties? Only in that purified state I will be able to understand Vrindavan. And the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, then my spiritual life will be successful. Rupa Raghunatha paive have akuti, kabe ham bhoje se yugal priti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis, headed by Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? By their instruction, I shall be able to properly understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. This is the song sung by Srila Notan Das Thakur. There is another book which Srila Notan Das Thakur written, very famous, these two books. One is Prarthana, the book is called Prarthana. When you read the each word contains so much weight of Krishna in there. Hari Hari Vafila Janama Gavaya Manush Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajya Janya Sunya Vishakhaya. I mean, if we start discussing each verse, we can sit whole day and discuss these and think of Srila Notan Das Thakur, but the time is very short. So I'm just reading only translation. Let me read the translation for the, at least you can relish. Here Srila Notan Das Thakur is saying, Hari Hari Bifle Janama Gavaya Manush Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajya Janya Sunya Bishakhaya. Oh my Lord Hari, I have wasted my life. Although I have taken this human birth like a miser, I have not served Radha and Krishna, and thus I have knowingly drunk poison. Golokira Premadan Harinam Sankirtan Ratina Janmilokinete Sansar Vishnulavide Nishe Haya Javale Jodete Na Kone Upaye. The treasure of divine love Golok Vrindavan has descended as a congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy name. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns in the fire of poison for worldliness, and I have not accepted the means of relieving it. Please accept my apology. I cannot go into the details of discussing these verses. But translation is so beautiful that you feel like speaking on the each sentence of it. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachisuta Hoile Sai Balram Hoile Nitae Dina Hina Jata Chilo Hari Nam Udharilo Tara Shakshi Jagai Madai. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, became the son of Sachi, and Balram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners Jagai and Madai are evidence of this. Haha Prabhu Nanda Suta Brishvanu Suta Yuta Karuna Korohe Boro Notam Das Kai E Thavi Baranga Paya Toma Binaki Acha Omar. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Brishvanu, please be merciful to me now. Notan Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved except of you? This is the beauty of Srila Notan Das Thakur, his instructions to us, that we should not waste our life. Golokara Premadan, this is the gift from the Golok Vrindavan. Manush Janma Paya Radha Krishna Janya Sunya Bishikhaya. This is the instruction of Srila Notan Das Thakur. That after attaining the human form of life, if I have not worshipped Radha and Krishna, if I absorb myself simply to satisfy our senses, bodily needs, Janya Sunya Vishikhaya, deliberately I am eating the poison. Life is very short. And by taking the instructions of personalities like Notan Das Thakur, taking the shelter, our life can become sublime by taking this Krishna consciousness. It is not something ordinary. Nitya Siddha, it is not outside. Krishna consciousness is not outside. It is within us. Simply we have to awaken this. It is in the dormant state. Srila Prabhupada explained that love of Krishna we all have got, but we simply have to awaken it. Wake up, wake up. And in order to wake, if somebody is sleeping, what do we do? Sometimes we see the person is sleeping, his name is Manoj. What do we say? Manoj, wake up, Manoj, wake up, wake up. Isn't it? And he wakes up. So this chanting of Hare Krishna is not something ordinarily. It is not a material sound vibration. So by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My request to all of you is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deposited the love of Krishna in the Padmavati Nadi for Narottam, and Srila Prabhupada has deposited the love of Krishna in his books. Is there? We simply have to take a dip into these books. We simply have to bathe in these books. I'm not saying simply out of sentiments. I mean it. You open Srila Prabhupada books. You open every page, there is one thing is mentioned. Wherever you open, any purport you open, any verse you open, Prabhupada everywhere is writing Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Not only on every page, you read every line there is Krishna is written. Every line is taking us toward Krishna. But we cannot see it because our eyes cannot see it. Alu kirana deke surya kiran. An owl cannot see the sun, and our situation, our position, we are in an owl state. We cannot see. We are closing our eyes. So Srila Prabhupada has, we should be grateful to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who has given us this a wonderful moment. Don't go the physicality of the movement. See the subtle, what is the essence of the movement? Why this movement was established? Why Prabhupada has took so much trouble in writing these books? Why Srila Prabhupada took so much trouble to go to the Western world? Why he traveled when an ordinary people at that age can sit in Vrindavan and simply chant Hare Krishna for himself? He simply took this trouble. He went even to Russia. Look at that harmony. Somebody came, I invited some guest to Vrindavan a few days ago. This person came first time to Vrindavan. And he was amazed by seeing so many Russian people in Vrindavan. And look what Prabhupada, how much trouble Prabhupada took. He went to Russia, but there was nobody was to preach. But he only preached to the, what is that, Dr. Kotowski. So Srila Prabhupada took so much trouble. So we should not miss this opportunity in our life of gift of Krishna consciousness, which is within us, with us, in the books, in the association of devotees. And if we all together chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Take the association of devotees. We should not go into this sort of things, this devotee things. I was very appreciated by, on the other day I was talking to Panchagoda Prabhu, and he mentioned one thing, and it really entered into my heart. We were just discussing. He said, different devotees, we should just appreciate different devotees. They may be following purely, they may not be following purely. But every devotee is trying to worship Krishna. Every devotee has got their own conditioning. Srila Prabhupada always said one thing, approach a bona fide spiritual master. One can go to any of this. Prabhupada never said simply one is to. Prabhupada said Ramanuja Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. But of course Prabhupada has made his own society ISKCON. Prabhupada never objected. If somebody comes from a Ramanuja Sampradaya, if somebody comes from Nimbarka Sampradaya, if somebody comes from a Madhavacharya Sampradaya, Prabhupada appreciated them. Prabhupada said, yes, please keep on chanting. He did not tell them, you leave that sampradaya and you come to ISKCON. So similarly, it is our family. We should give respect to every Vaishnava from any sampradaya. But within our own society, so many devotees may have different thinking, but we should respect everybody. Why? Because everybody is trying to follow, there is one goal, that is Krishna. Eventually we'll all reach to Krishna. Sooner or later we all reach to Krishna. If we chant Hare Krishna sincerely, because Ado Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sang Bhajan Kriya Anartha Nivritti. When Anartha will be Nivrit, Anartha will be removed by chanting all the time. We chant all the time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So this day of Srila Notandas Thakur, Samadhi is in Radha Gokul Nanda in Vrindavan. We have got Krishna Balram, Radha Shyam Sundar, and we should, this is the courtyard. Prabhupada said one thing. He said, Vrindavan is within the four walls of this Vrindavan, it's going to have a temple. What is the right sentence he used? Vrindavan is within the four walls of Krishna Balram temple. Simply come here, this is Vrindavan. It's like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Thakur said, when the devotees came and he was sitting, he was giving pravachan, but the other devotees went to the different parts of Vrindavan seeing, and he said, they are just going for eyes exercise. Simply going from that place is, if we do not discuss Krishna consciousness, the seeing Krishna is fine, but hearing as discussing about Krishna, this will purify our heart. So we should pray to Srila Narottamdas Thakur on this particular day that please bestow his mercy onto us so we can advance in Krishna consciousness in the association of devotees. We can chant Hare Krishna and we can feel Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So I would like to stop here because it is just 9 o'clock. I got few minutes left. If anybody like to make any comment or any question. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. As you know that a pure love of God is there within everyone's heart. And also the soul is not product of this material world. The soul has come from anti-material world. And Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also not product of this material world. And Hare Krishna Mahamantra has come from anti-material world. So when this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and soul come in contact with each other, then why can't we revive our original position?
His question is that soul is not from the material world. Hare Krishna mantra is not from the material world. And Krishna prema is not from the material world. So when we chant Hare Krishna, why can't we connect?
Why can't we revive our original position?
Why
because
can't we revive?
Krishna prema is there already in everyone's heart.
Good. It's like you got a magnet. Magnet has magnetic power. And iron is natural by nature attracted to the magnet. But the raw material, but there's so much dust on that iron, the magnet cannot pull the iron and the iron doesn't go toward the magnet. The problem is dust between magnet and the iron. So first we have to remove that dust. Moment you clean the dust, then you take this magnet like this, immediately iron will touch to the magnet. And that is why, so you're calling, why not immediately? Yes, it can touch immediately. Like Khadvanga Muni. But we have to take that immediate action. The immediate action is, there are some instructions. Anyavilashtashanam jnana karnavratam annakulanam krishna shiranam bhakti ruttama. Are we doing that? Unless we come to that, not understanding, not by understanding, we realize, we act on that fully, 101%. Sarpadi minurmuktam tatpate na nirmam rishike na rish sevnam bhakti ruchyate. Siva bhakti, when there is no upadi, no designation, no personal motive. At the moment we get some motives. Okay, I have cleaned the temple today. Temple commander should appreciate me. I have done this today. President should appreciate me. That is upadi. When we just come to this platform, we can die any moment, I'm telling you. Any moment like this, this tick, 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 heart is ticking. You know, he only stops once. A moment he stops, you're gone. You won't notice. One little cancer cell will come, die. You're just lying down, brain hemorrhage come, one little blood cell come, bust, off you go. We should start ourselves, how are we going to go? You know, when you go to journey, what do? We pack our bag, isn't it? We pack our bags. When we go to Mayapur, and a lot of devotees are going to go to Mayapur, they're going to pack their bags. But our bag should be ready all the time. We don't know when we're going to go. And the bag, the connection will come. When there is no anya vilashta shinnam jnana karnatam annakulanam krishna shiram bhakti ruchita, then there is no desire. Zero. We will feel it. This chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, it is bringing us to this platform. All of us, we may have some sort of attachments, some sort of anarthas, some sort of requirements. But as long we, that's why we chant more and more. Prabhupada didn't say only chant 16 rounds. No. Chaitanya Krishna has said, Satam kirtyanto mam yatantascha dradvata, 24 hour. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a little merciful. He said, okay, lakpati, at least one lakpati, 1 lakh, 100,000, chant 100,000 names a day. But Prabhupada has given us 16. But 16 is minimum. So when we chant 24 hours, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When we chant that, then we will connect with Krishna. Yes? Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to ask? So, okay, I'll take last one, then we'll wind up. Yes.
Hare Krishna. This question is related to this. Like right now, we have pointed out that jnana karma di anavritam.
Yes.
But you see, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that bahunam janma namante jnanovan. He has used the word jnanovan, and here jnana karma di anavritam.
So,
So it's not contradictory.
Jnana does not mean that physically we're talking about is just academic jnana. No. When the person comes, Krishna is God, the jnana is already included. Jnana kannavritta manna kula jnani, Uddhava was jnani. Krishna says, forget about the jnana. He becomes jnani. Maybe this is a different topic from today's topic. Maybe we can ask some other, maybe in the Bhagavad Gita class we can discuss this particular topic. Today we can just concentrate our mind on Narottam Das Thakur. We should concentrate our mind on Krishna Prema. Jnana topic we'll talk some other time. When we talk Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. This is why we should concentrate today. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Go Premanande.